Simon Sadi Bays. We did Sefei, we didn't do Mishabur and Sefei yet. Okay. Let's do the Sif again. Here the word Shane Am Arvin is the Chatzoyan, but here Mukepus Chema Gavaya Saratvachim. So it has this walled walls around it that makes it becomes it was a case of an ir shayachid, which became an ir shal, it became the nasi shal rabin. It has two glosses, so therefore the two sides, therefore there's a flow through, and we're saying that since it's not an ir shayachid, you need to be ma'ar b'tzil as one. You can't split it up into separate sections. Now we're saying that halacha is only in the case where it has a wall, of yeshet losses. When the hoysa here kulam muchsheres b'mechitzes, v'vol lahashra chetzel arba v'shus b'yodam. So it's a rabin which has, you have walls around it, and then you have, so that encloses it. And even where there's an opening, there are the losses there which allows it. So the city is muchsher to carry. So you have a whole city as a one unit, muchsher to carry. So then you're not allowed to divide it up into different sections. But if the city was not muchsher, there is no mechitza around the city, you're coming to build your mechitza. So in that situation, you'd be allowed to build a mechitza around only part of the city and be ma'ar of that part of the city.
So how are we reading the second here?
So what we need over here in this situation are the losses. Now, but the Mishavur is going to continue and say that's all because we're talking about the Rishas Rabbim there. Who did Mishayna Rishas Rabbim in a din? Gern Shayn Rechobes Tezayin Amos. Rishayna Mephulis Mishar Lashar Rechay Gavna. An area which does not require the losses because it doesn't meet the full criteria of Rishas Rabbim. Either because it's not wide enough or because it's not straight enough, etc. And then Materis Surah Pesach. So once there is already in place this enclosure around the whole city, which meets the necessary halachic criteria to be matar, whatever that may be, whatever bar that they said, we've jumped over that bar, whatever, we reached that level of tikkun, it's ready in place. So now you can't split it to do the shitub separately. But if it's not enclosed, you come in the hachshir l'chetzi l'arva, r'tzalar m'shir yachshir l'chetzi al yedei tikunei ha-mechitzis v'arva al yedei shitub v'shar yaniach l'tikun klal. So you're only going to include one part of it, and that part you're going to do the enclosure properly, the mechitzis properly, and you're going to do the eruv properly, the shitub properly. So even though you didn't include everything, that's mutter.
Would this argue? Sometimes there are neighborhoods where there's a shayla about the eruv, and people put up their own private eruv and covering like their houses, or just their front yards or something.
Right.
But this would seem to say that there's a downside to that, because if in fact the larger eruv is good, then you shouldn't be doing that.
So you have to really be sure that you really hold the other one is not good. It's not just the chumrah. It's the chumrah habalik ha'ula,
sounds like.
So this only plays out in the ear shal yachiv, nasa shal rabim. So there we were chayiv to do one shituf, and you don't want you dividing up the city into different sections. So and then we're saying that's only true if there was you have this enclosure to start with. But now the year, we're always at Ir Shel Rabim to start with.
So the whole thing's not
relevant. Right. Okay. And the question is all the way around. So Irshal Rabin, we said before, there's a halacha that you need to do a shir. So why don't we do a shir nowadays? Right.
This mission board discussed that briefly.
No? Right. Saying so, but that's why we're in that. If we'd be Irshal Yochim, we wouldn't have that problem. There's no requirement of a shir. So we're always, you know, we're always assuming we're coming from the other direction.
We're always assuming we're coming from what other direction?
We're coming in the direction of the Irsha Rabin. This halacha over here that you is Tamar Irsha Yochid. Vav. Okay.
What halacha is talking about
in Yerushalayim? The one we just did in Sefer, I'm not going to repeat it. Okay. Zeshur Mar Hashem Ma'arvin Oysel Lechatzoyin. So you can't divide up each Mavi separately. Means that just a lechi recurra at the entrance of the Mavi would not be sufficient to make the Mavi as if it's Masulik for the rest of the city. But like you said before, I will pass arbo or shnei pasim shnei mashuhin nechalkim elu me'elu ma'arben lechatzoyin. So if we make a significant type of enclosure on the Mavi, so then we can look at it as a indication of a desire to be misalkim from the rest of the city, and that works. You make a bona fide mechitza. Okay.
If it's how wide, do you make a tzurasa pesach?
If it's more than 10.
Asara. Yes, sir.
The case over here of the city, which is problematic, is because there's a flow through. So that means there's a shahr on one side and a shahr on the other side. So if you divide the city down the middle, everybody on the right, on one side use Shar A, every other side use Shar B. So this Yesharim said that's okay. Where's the problem? The problem is you would want to split it. Let's say, for argument's sake, the city, the openings are on the east and the west. So you could divide the city with a line running north south, and everybody on the east side of the line will use the east gates, and on the west side will use the west gate. That's acceptable. Where's the problem? When you want to divide it north, you want to divide it east west, and it comes out basically. So you're dividing it, the line running east-west, means you're dividing it north and south, but everybody north and south is still using these two gates. So everybody's using that path, that flow between the two gates. That's where you have the problem. The people on the east side are not going to using the exit of the west side and vice versa. So they're not walking, whatever area the people on the east side are walking, the people on the west side are not walking there. They're not going out that route and vice versa. So this shita holds ma'arvin lechatzoyin voice in tikkun b'neim. So they can be ma'arvin lechatzoyin, but they need to make in between, just like we said before, we need to do some type of a indicator of separation. We do that over here also. But the tikkun which we're saying is commercially is barrel, but the El Shim and Shin Sama Gimbal, the Adasura, Mahani Lechi, Okara, Surah Sapasa. So this is a tikkun basically of an enclosure, as if you're closing off the end of the, let's say for argument's sake, the Mavui on the west side. Continuing to the east side. So you need to close off that Mavui that it's separate now from that one set to the other. So you don't need this din of heker, you just need a din of enclosure. So lechi recover is sufficient, or it's just a passive. Now, Mr. Berger,
what case?
The case where you're running a dividing line north-south. Everyone in the east side of the line will use the east gate. Everyone in the west side will use the west gate. So this sheet is saying you can do that. But now that said, there's a mavi which runs east-west. So you want to split that mavi and say that the people on the east side of it will use the east gate, the people on the west side will use the west gate. You have to split the mavi. So you have to put a tikkun in the middle of the mavi just to do that. And the tikkun will be either a lechi or a kara or a tzuzapesa. Chavtas Esher Marno. I'm Relacha Shebe'arno the Zekoi al Misha Roitz Alachzos Eir Chalak Chitim Kol Mavi Bifniyatzu. The first statement is talking about a case for each one. They want to make a division. Each mavi is distinct. I will Lekoi al Misha Roitz Alachalak Chitim Kol Mavi Gufa Lechazoyin. But to divide up the mavi itself, that's the case of the Rambam. The Mechaber is on a case where each mavi is going to be independent. Okay. So over there, lechi or kara is not sufficient. You need
where?
In the case where you're not dividing up the middle of a mavi, you're dividing separate mavois from each other. So mavi A is not going to be carrying through the area where mavi B is. So over there, the enclosure you need on mavi A to say that it doesn't affect mavi B. The other side is by putting an enclosure. When we say that enclosure is not sufficient, lechi or kara, you have to have sort of pesach mechitzas, etc. Then he continued and he said, that's talking about a case where you're talking about each mavi is distinct to start with, and we're just being out of them separate from each other. So we need to make a strong heker to divide between them, the distinct separate mavois. But Kemal and the Yesharman, a differentiates between north, a division which is La Orka, or a division which is La Rachba, assuming that the openings are on the sides. So La Orka is would be you're running it east-west. Our example is east-west. So you're running it east-west. So now the city is divided across its along that long line which runs from one gate to the other. That's referred to as La Orka. So either Arka Pirish Derech Ar Yoris Liyos Mafulish Pesach Shalan Larka Shasam Arrest Me Pesach La Pesach. So in one direction there are two openings on two sides of the city, and there's a road in between which runs from one to the other. Since they're dividing it through that road, so everybody's going to have to use that road to get to the north side or to the south side. They're both sharing the road, so you cannot divide up the road. It doesn't work. But if you run the line north-south, and then the people on one side will use the gate on that side, and the people on the other side will use the gate on the other side, so now we're good. But what's in Tikkun Menayim? So over here, the Tikkun, because it's Hanu B'Makom Shemischalkim Hashitufin Zelakam Zelakan, the place where they just make this line of demarcation between the two sides, that's where you have to do the Tikkun. But since the people on the west side cannot carry on the east side and vice versa, if they open into each other, so it's part of the Makom Asur.
Vasudari, fine.
We say Hamavi and a Sarah Tikkun Klal. So here the Mavi is running along. You're going to divide the middle of the Mavi. At the end of the Mavi, you don't need anything else. How is that? To Hamari Bishyesh with losses, Kadel was Sifhe. Like we said, the case over here was on the main road, the case was that had the losses. So there's no tikkun needed at the two ends. The question, what's the tikkun in the middle? Lachir kara is sufficient. I'm going to say hisig ozeb. Kilukim abi bimokam shetufin. Beinan dafka pasar b'tvochi. Mishnei pasan shoshnei mashuhuyin. Mishnei tzidonim. Fili imoisa mokam enu rochav yosim yisar. So the Magen Avraham disagrees with this option. Lachir kara.
Lachir kara where?
In the middle of the Mavi.
Wasn't Chol at the beginning of the Sif where the Machaber talked about this?
Correct.
There he seems to accept that.
Like, yeah, there he's agreeing that. What?
There are two separate Mavos, he agrees you separate those.
Correct. And then you need a significant tikkun. Okay, Zion. Irsha Rabim Nismata Omda Al Khamishim Diurim Enasikashir. If the amount of people which live in the city is 50 or less, there's no din of Shir. Enasikashir. Mr. Lamagimal Bahad Isaliel, the field Nasir Shayakh Sikhashir. So I mean it became a Shayakh, it means you had a city which was teeming with life, and now with the Yachid brought all out. You see, the shears to Hanodafka Shanisha Ba Akapon and Chamisham Diurim means that there was other people that are living with them. How many? At least 50. But the Zek Vadikar Nishtaka Shem Rabbim Imena. If it goes down to less than 50, at that point in time, people don't look at it as Irsha Rabbim anymore. But that was the whole reason. People look at Irsha Rabbim, which happened to go through a phase. No, we look at it as it's not Irsha Rabbim anymore. It's so small, it's insignificant. Okay. Ches, Hamazaka b'shita b'chol b'nei
ir. What ir shall rabim have happened to
The Mechaber says that you have an ir shall rabim. To say even though it's nismayit and it's the people who live there is now called ir shall yachid. You still need to do a shituf. Fine. You also need to do shir. You have to leave one section of the city out. Now we're saying that if the Irsha Rabim deteriorated to the point that there's less than 50 families living there, so in that situation, you don't need Shir anymore. Okay. Im erev kulam erev echad and a circle diem. They made an erev shesusul lehem as one unit. So, but the problem is, if I'm being mishtat of you here, you're gaining here, but you're losing there. So, who said you want that? Well, we know that you want that because you made one big erev for the whole city. So I can be mizaka. I mean, everybody is.
What's this you're talking about?
Which word do you not understand? Hamazaka b'shita b'tachol b'nei ho'ir. Im erba kulam iruv echad enon tzarech ladim. If they're doing it as one big group, I do not need to tell every member of the city that I'm doing it. Sheskusu lehem, because we're only going to do it as one big unit. And if you don't join, nobody can carry. You're not losing anything, you're only gaining. So sheskus. But if they're going to do it separately, so who said I want to join into this Mavi? Maybe I want to join into a different Mavi or to a different Chatzar. So if as long as there are distinct people doing that, maybe my house faces in a different direction, I want to join them. Over here, that's totally irrelevant because there's only one heir for everybody in the city. So you only stand to gain, not to lose, so I can do it on your behalf. I mean, Shehalach Lish, Boys Beer Acheris, or any Hudi Shahim Hembeir, Din Hakol Kedin B'Chatzer Umavi. So the same way when we discuss relationship between the Chatzer and the Mavi, the way we discuss relationship between the Mavi, the Bnei Bayis and the Chatzer, that's the same way we look at the difference, the connection between the Chatzer and the Mavi. So if somebody forgets B'Mariv, or he went away, or Goy moved in, all those scenarios, we're going to say the halachas, we're going to basically transplant the halachas which he had before Be'irav into the halachas of Shita. Shavur Lamadalim, Erev Kulam, Erev Echad. Afuke, Kesher B'chatzoyin, Zil Daitzim, and Roy Zilias, Mishtofen. If the other people have been Ma'ariv independently, so we can't force this person to join either group. She's on a gimbal. Did there be up to Shechal Be'er Shabbos? Then we should finish Rosh's Lord. Ein Marvin Rubik Chatzeris. Shetuve Mavois. Be up to Shechal Lios Be'er Shabbos. Normally you set up the Erev and Erev Shabbos. Over here you cannot do it on Yom Tov. You have to do it before Yom Tov. Mishachal Be'er Erev, Erev Yom Tov. If a person forgot to do the Erev before Yom Tov. The Ruvich HaTzeiris we're talking about over here. Chol Shei Yomim Tovim B'Yom HaChemishi V'Yom HaShishi. So Yom Tov played out Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So now he hasn't made the Erev, so he really should have done it beforehand. He didn't. But now we have, leaving Rosh Hashanah out, any other Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So then, Yarev Yom Tov al Tanai. He can make an Erev on Yom Tov B'Tanai. How is that? Because we deal with the two-day Yom Tov as if it's a Sofik. So, Shiyarmar, Yimei Yom Chol, he starts off on day one of on Thursday. He says, Yom Chemishi. Yimei Yom Chol, if today is really not Yom Tov, really tomorrow is Yom Tov, so then today is Erev Yom Tov, it's Chol, so like I make an Erev, I raise an Erev. But if today is really, really Yom Tov, I don't want to transgress, I have no interest in making this into an Erev against the Halacha, you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov. Then he goes back on Erev Shabbos, and he says the following, Yomar, Ima Yom Kodesh, if today is really Yom Tov, means yesterday was not Yom Tov. Means that my Erev that I did yesterday was effective. Today's Kodesh means yes. Means that yesterday was Chol. So then I raise the Erev. So on Friday he says, Mimonoshach. If today's Kodesh and I can't make an Erev, means I made an Erev yesterday on Thursday, which I did. And if really yesterday was Kodesh, it means today's Chol. So I'm allowed to make an Erev on Chol for Shabbos. The Kiyomer, that's Behani Mili, Shayyam and Tobi, Mishal Goliath. So we deal with it as a Sophic. Shayyam and Tobi, Mishal Rosh Hashanah, Loi, the Kiyomer Richter, Damya. We deal with it as one long day. Mishal Burah. Emma Arvim, Nesha, Nirik, Mesakin, Beyamtib, Lachach Macher. You cannot do it from one day Yom Tov to the next, or from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Yimshacha be'erav, yeshi stapek imahani. Mishabura is doubtful whether it works or not. Do we say that this Issur D'Rabbanan, that Chazal did not allow the tikkun, you say a b'di'evid on it, what you're supposed to do on Shabbos, against the Meister Shabbos, is not effective. You can't use it. Yom Shachal Yosef Shabbos, Bein Shachal Shnei Yomim, Yom Chemishi B'Shishi, B'Shishi B'Shabbos, Alinich Me'er Yom Tov. So you need to set it up before Yom Tov, whether it's Thursday, Friday Shabbos, or Friday Shabbos, you need to set it up beforehand, the day before, Erev Yom Tov. Let's say it came out to be Thursday, Friday Shabbos. v'shachav le'erev pirish b'yamtiv da'alma lo be'erev Shabbos. Oh, this is going on Yom Tov Alma. It's true, it's relevant to there as well. So al tanai b'lo bracha. You can't make a bracha misafik. Maybe this is a valid eruv v'chaseiros. So I'm making a bracha. Maybe it's not valid. My master made a bracha. It's eruv l'tzarich Shabbos. It's there for Shabbos. Then the next day he says al oisa hapas, the same bread. Shim yarmer al pas acher. Why has it the same bread? Because if he would use something else, yitzarich lishmer gam al pas rishon shiakayim ad shchoshkel el Shabbos. You would have to maintain your vigilance about the staying intact by both of these paths. Shema yom esmol hayachal. I skipped. Right. Shema yom esmol hayachal. V'chal eruvay. Mitzorach shi'is kaimad kisiz haShabbos. So maybe yesterday's erev was the real erev, because really yesterday was chol, and now I need to maintain it all the way till Shabbos, which is a burden. So the eight says use the same bread. This is all excluding Rosh Hashanah, only Shem Tamish Golius. In the Torah, Kodesh, Yak, Rak Yemechad. All of them, the rice of Yom is only one day. Rosheni Mishum Sveika. The second day is only because of a Suffolk. So that's when we say we can do this idea of looking at the 2 days. It says, well, if today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol and vice versa. So Rubik Hashilin allows you to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So maybe you should be allowed to make an Rubik Hatzeris on Yom Tov to Shabbos because I have an Rubik Tavshilin which allows me to do that. That's what Mishavur is pointing out. There is actually a Shita Mishavur which says like that. But we don't hold like that. And Ruvei Tavshilin allows you to do Bishul, etc. But it doesn't allow you to do all the malachas. Caring is more complicated. Well, when we get to Tav Kuf Samaches, I think we'll get to talk about it. Tav Resh Samaches. Tav Resh Samaches, yeah. There's Samach Zion. Fine. Let's hold it here. I'll run through it again.